Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Jeff Ellis.
And I'm Steven Miranda for Thursday, January 5th, 2012. You got to let me know when you're doing that because you throw me off.
No, it's my special trick.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it throws off our listeners. It throws off you. Trick. It confuses a lot of people.
Well, then you're supposed to yell what episode it is.
Oh, I have no idea,
7.49, the wild card preview show.
Yes,
I want some wild cards.
I want my wild card now.
And I usually want the wild card to be two.
Really? Yes. In poker, you prefer the two to be the wild card. What about the eight?
Well,
little crazy eight.
The two is eights is a pretty good card. Twos are irrelevant.
Twos are not irrelevant.
Yes,
twos can beat. Okay, twos can't beat anything. But
there you go. But I guess if you have four twos, then that's good.
Speaking of four, we've got four games coming up this weekend: Bengals at Texans, Lions at Saints on Saturday,
and good buddy of the show, NFL BMOC West Coast, Sam Farmer, NFL beat writer for LA Times, is going to be joining us. That's going to be some good stuff. And
on Sunday, I didn't get through Sunday's games.
I'm sorry.
You just went on to Sammy as I was in the middle of the game.
Okay.
We'll have a meeting afterwards
where we
discuss what we should do today.
That's probably
Falcons,
a good idea.
Falcons Giants on Sunday early, and then late game Steelers and the Denver Broncos.
I'm probably just a little weirded out, seeing as this is the latest we've done a podcast in a very long time.
Chili sauce.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, first of all, people, if you have not seen today, Thursday, January 5th, 5-Minute Football Fix, you got to see it, especially all you Denver Bronco fans.
Especially all you old-school Rants and Raves fans.
Yes, and old-school Rants and Raves fans. Stunt woman extraordinaire, Chrissy Weathersby on the
show. She pulls off
today.
A great stunt.
Yes, that was – she just appears.
She just appears in front of Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
That was pretty cool. Anyways, episode 749 has said the wild card preview show. We only got four games to differ on, Jeffrey.
Can I give a shout-out to yesterday's show, too?
Sure, if you want to.
Which I thought pushed the goofy meter into uncharted territory.
It was a little goofy.
And I like
but most
that we're,
people
we're
said they
the
weren't goofy.
No, most people said you guys can't be goofy enough. I'm like, I disagree.
Do like how you posted on Facebook that I lose it in the episode.
I don't know if I lose it. You didn't lose bowel or bladder control.
Steven Miranda loses it in this classic episode. That's it. That means I could lose it and go crazy and start shooting everybody in the set.
That'd be interesting.
How do I lose this? Loses it.
You busted out into laughter.
By laughing. Loses it by laughing uncontrollably.
Loses it could be anything, you're right. But I think most people, I guess it could be anger. It could be a lot of things.
I could have started throwing stuff at the camera.
My apologies for my vagueness and lack of specificity.
I want to throw an Angry Bird. No, give me the pig. I don't want to throw the red guy.
The pig's way over
there. The red guy's cool. I like the red guy. I don't. Look, James. Look.
James already ducked his cover.
Man, I guess I shouldn't talk about it.
Shouldn't
warn people that it's coming. But
James,
you know what,
is doing
Jeff,
the second
just
edit
so
of
you
today's
know,
video. And today's
it's
video,
right here.
We had such a ridiculous shoot today. And
it was crazy.
As Steven said, we have gone into uncharted waters.
Well, look, we have never had a live cross like this.
You guys try and put together a live cross in front of Invesco Field, Sports Authority at Mile High. You
get
try
it.
And have that in the background as you're doing a shot, and it could really... Did you get him?
Oh, smack! The monitor just saved him.
Okay, Steven just took a shot at James because he figured it had been enough times that James is back to work and not defending himself. So we're doing the second edition of the render of the vidcast today.
And, yes.
There was only two things that went wrong, which is pretty amazing given the number of variables that were in place there.
Yes,
with
so
doing
it is coming
we're
up.
So off schedule. It's not even funny.
It is not. Jeffrey,
but
I
we're
need
trying
to go
make the
pick
show
up
better.
My daughter. I'm now trying
know,
to
we're,
text people to who's going to pick up
that's
my daughter.
That's as it should be, dude. We're busy, busy bees. In
busy
fact,
bees.
Let's do it. Work,
busy
work, bees.
Work, busy bees.
That's right.
All right, well, quickly, just some NFL news. San Diego finally decided, you know what? Maybe we should fire somebody.
We should make a move somewhere.
No, not North Turner. No, not A.J. Smith. They decided to fire defensive coordinator Greg Minuski.
When we did the interview with Sam Farmer, it got me remembering that Michael Turner was part of this team at one point.
At one point, Darren Sproles.
Well, no, that was before Darren Sproles and before Drew Brees and stuff. Well, as Drew Brees was
they
there.
Have let
Michael, they have let so much talent go away.
And
the talent that they bring in is never happy.
And my inside sources, Jeffrey, saying the inside sources are saying they are not going to franchise B-Jax.
No, dude, that would be suicide for an organization. He is miserable there.
But he is one of the most talented wide receivers in the game right now.
Durf. So what are they going to do?
He's
going to go away with Michael Turner and Drew Brees and Darren Sproles.
Be fantastic somewhere else.
Exactly. And he's going to be a Pro Bowler somewhere else and put up huge numbers and is going to live happily ever after.
Let me call Jerry Jones, see if he can.
Jerry Jones would love to have another receiver to go alongside his stable of ponies that he has there
stable
in Dallas.
Stable of ponies.
The Cowboys.
All right, Jeffrey. So that's pretty much it.
Well, there's also a little bit of news.
Bart Scott fined $10,000 by the Jets organization
for making an obscene gesture.
Whatever an obscene gesture
is.
He made it at a photographer on Monday in the locker room. Do you know obscene gesture?
Flip the bird.
You don't flip off photographers.
There's an inherent problem with photographers. That would be what, Steve?
They have a camera.
They have a camera!
And they're going to record
they
you.
They have a camera! If you're going to flip off a photographer, friends, you have to then take their camera right out of The Godfather after the wedding scene and smash the camera! And you can't rip film out anymore because
it's all digital.
So you got to find the SD card, pop that baby out, and run it over
and
a billion-power magnet.
Throw it in water.
That doesn't hurt an SD card.
I'm pretty sure it does.
James? Would
if you
water
throw an
hurt
SD,
SD
card,
card
in water, will it ruin it?
No. See, I didn't think
really?
So. No.
All right.
They're pretty tough.
Then, on your dollar that we pay you, take out an SD card from this camera and run it under.
No,
don't do it.
Don't
That's our equipment, you boob. No.
He knows it'll work.
Yeah,
first
right.
of all, I would feel guilty if it broke, James, that you would have to pay for it.
That's
and
right.
You would have to
and
pay
you would
for
have
it.
To pay for it.
And
so.
I'd feel guilty.
So don't
so
do it.
So we can't let you do it. We believe you, but I'm thinking, pig back in the room.
That was a pretty good
pig
shot.
Pig just missed. I went high.
You missed me by a few inches, but that was a pretty
really
good shot.
Close.
That
a
was
good shot
pretty
for
close.
A golfer.
For a golfer. Is that his sport? Is that the sport
absolutely.
He claims?
That's not the sport he claims. He's really good.
Oh, is he?
He's like a 5 handicap.
Really? You're a 5 handicap? Will you teach me? Because, I can hit the ball. But sometimes
it
doesn't
go straight.
No, James, my irons will go very straight. I have a great game with my iron.
He can never feed the big dog,
I cannot hit a wood to save my life. Even when I try to be gentle.
Steven has had issues with wood as long as he can remember. So
really?
Let's get on with the
really?
Game, shall we?
No, wait. Other news.
So our duty is to check all rumors. Even if they're ridiculous.
Jeff Fisher right now is getting the royal treatment.
Wouldn't it be cool to be him?
Just getting flown around all over the place. Let me fly you to St. Louis.
My people will pick you up and we'll meet you at the airport. We'll Miami. Well, St. Louis is a real sexy
city. The
only
team that has really come out and said we're not interested in Jeff Fisher is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're really
The San Diego Chargers.
Well, because they kept their guy.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, to have Jeff Fisher here?
I know.
Oh,
gosh,
I like
good
Jeff.
Stuff.
That sucks. Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's pretty much
shot cons.
Well, I guess
now.
We should say since Minuski got fired, the Chargers decided to basically promote from within.
Go within.
And they promoted veteran coach John Pagano, who he has spent the last 10 seasons on the Chargers staff.
Yeah,
served as the team's linebacker coach since 2005.
Good luck, John.
Good luck. I don't think the defense was all that the problem there.
No. And it wasn't special teams this year.
Yeah. Somehow there was an offensive mind. Oh, North Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Calling plays when
genius.
You know your offensive line is pretty weak and you still couldn't change it up.
You guys
there,
were getting Phillip Rivers like mad.
Yes, I know. But anyways,
okay.
Pagano there. That's pretty much all the news.
Can we leave the Twilight Zone, Steven?
Yes.
That is San Diego, and get to some games because we have
all
to
right.
keep this show.
Well, we'll start. Yes, we do. That was weak. Give me a bell. That was weak. What's up with the bell?
It sounds the same.
They weren't loud enough.
Mine's as loud as it goes. Mine goes to 11.
We'll start with the first wild card game on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 for us, Jeffrey, on NBC. The Cincinnati Bengals travel to Houston to face the Houston Texans.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Here we go.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Just like that, hot seat?
Pretty much. Been noticing on Twitter and Facebook and just now, you're deferring to East Coast time. When did we leave beautiful confines of Southern California? We used to have a credo that the only time zone that mattered was the one we lived
ours.
In.
Was ours.
Was the one we lived in. And it's not a statement of arrogance. It's simply a statement of convenience because it's where we live.
Look, I
and people
I
listen to this show.
I broke it
you broke down
for
time
you.
Zones. Give the UK what time it's on because half our audience is from over there.
Well, you're right, but they can add eight. I can't add
to
eight.
The Pacific time zone, but five
That's
to
right.
the first one. So we just put out Pacific time, and everybody knows their own math. The guys in Australia and China and Indonesia and Singapore, they all know their own math. And if I left out your country, I'm sorry, but, you know, we've only got limited time here. So I would like us to just go back to West Coast time because that's what we used to do.
All right. 1:30 p.m.
There you go. On NBC.
On West Coast time on NBC. Cincinnati at Houston. The Bengals coming in. Now, remember, Jeffrey, the Bengals were beating the Houston Texans up until that fourth quarter when T.J. Yates decided to be comeback. Quarterback.
Become Mr. Comeback T.J.
Yes.
Yates.
And
he became T.J. Hooker.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the Cincinnati Bengals in this one.
Kind of liking the Cincinnati Bengals too, Steven. However.
Uh-oh, there's the however.
There's the however, which is like, what happened? I don't know about the health of Andy Dalton, frankly. So I think what this is going to come back down to is a battle of running backs. Sam
Farmer
said that, and I really, as you'll hear soon, and I think he's right about that, and I go to the Houston Texans because it's not that Sed Benson's most teams would kill to have a Sed Benson on their team.
Yeah.
However, you've got Ben Tate and you've got Arian Foster, you know, and it's like
– Those guys were primarily held
bruisers.
In check.
But they're bruisers.
Playing Cincinnati.
You give them the rock enough times, and if you stay in a low-scoring game, which I believe this will be, and Vegas certainly has this as a low-scoring game. The
39.
Over-under is 38.5, I hate to correct.
All right, I just said 39.
Oh,
I'm not looking
you're just pulling
it
out of your butt.
No, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it opened at, bro.
Okay, well, so
you're right.
I opened on the 39.
Okay, wait, since we got fewer games to talk about, can we play my favorite game, please?
Am I going to have to guess
yes!
the lines? All right,
yes!
It is your favorite game.
It's a great game. So give me the line on this, baby. You're
I'm
not guessing the lions. You're guessing
the lines.
Because the lions will be the next game.
I would say, let me see, Cincinnati, Houston. Houston's at home. Houston favored by 3.5.
Three.
Come on, they need a half a point, man. You can't just
they
give them the
whole. 2.5.
Wow, so money's coming in the other way.
So,
all right.
There you go. Steven is so good at this. I love this.
All right, so the Cincinnati Bengals, here's why I like – I think Andy Dalton, even though he just has had his illness, he was released from the hospital today,
but he's
Thursday.
Also got a little shoulder pain.
That's
oh,
CJ Yates.
Oh, that's Yates.
That's the other rookie.
That's the Yeti.
It's rookie quarterback versus rookie quarterback. Yates is the
you
one that's –
You missed a day of practice because you're in the hospital on a playoff week. You were, and it was Wednesday that they missed.
That he missed,
You were installing your packages for that weekend's game.
You installed
especially
Tuesday.
Well, maybe on Tuesday. I mean,
they were probably installed Tuesday.
Because of the
Saturday
they were – so you still – I mean, practice time is so critical for the
I know
playoffs.
He doesn't want to be called Big Red, but I'm rolling with Big Red. I'm knocking it in right now. Cincinnati Bengals, they should have beaten Houston last time. They will beat Houston. T.J. Yates will not be able to – get around the Cincinnati defense. Look, Houston fans, I guaranteed you playoffs. I guaranteed you would make it here, and you made it here.
And
but
that's where the guarantees end.
That's where I stop with the guarantees.
The bus runs out of gas here, friends.
So I'm taking the road team on this one. I do not believe all home teams will win.
Steve, absolutely not.
So I am taking the Cincinnati.
I'm taking the Bengals here, too, for one primary reason.
Yes.
Is there any scenario where Marvin Lewis thought he would be back in this situation?
Not this early. Not right now. No.
Not yet. Not for another couple years,
yeah,
probably.
Exactly.
And so Marvin Lewis, now without Carson Palmer, without the distractions of Ocho Cinco and Chad Johnson, where they were expected to be in the playoffs all the time.
Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson, by the way, that's the same guy.
What's Ocho Cinco?
You mean
Chad Johnson, Terrell
Owens?
Yeah. Any other nightmare?
I just had a mess with you there.
I appreciate that. No, actually, I want it right, Steven.
Yeah.
You know me.
Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson, that's the same guy.
Well, he was both in Cincinnati.
Yes, he has been.
He went
both
through the transformation.
Yes,
there
he did.
In Cincinnati. But yeah, I meant T.O.
Yes. Chad Johnson went into the cocoon of Cincinnati and morphed into Ocho Cinco,
just like Cassius Clay. Went through a transformation and became
Mama
Muhammad
call him
Ali.
Clay? I'm going to call him Clay.
Just like loose.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
But I'm blanking on his
name. Oh, come on.
Lou Alcindor. Just like Lou Alcindor. Went to UCLA and came out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, baby. Okay.
So just like that with Ocho Cinco. Isn't it the same?
No, not really.
I mean, one is a true.
Those two guys, the Cassius Clay, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, those are champions. Ocho Cinco hasn't been a champion yet anywhere.
Well, and there is a slight religious significance to the name change.
That's
probably
true too.
And the Ocho Cinco is
just,
not very religious.
That's my number.
Yeah. They're my digits, babe.
Oh, gosh.
Versus,
Don't get me started on the Mayan calendar of 2012. You saw the cartoon.
I saw your cartoon. I really liked it. It was quite amusing.
It was good
Although,
stuff.
What if it ended? I'm going to say this. If the world came to an end, I'd rather be now before we're done with the show.
Like right now?
Right now.
So we're like in the middle of the
James,
show. And then like survivors.
Well, why are you laughing?
And then like survivors
got
of the show.
Get the mic hooked up. Come
right,
on, James.
Hold on. So then like survivors. Right. Who survived the apocalypse,
apocalypse,
and they find these recordings that we're talking, and all of a sudden just we're like, what were they talking about? They just died.
Wait, so it was an apocalypse like 2012, the movie, right? Where everything gets destroyed.
Yes.
How would they find sensitive electronic equipment that still works?
You're the one who thinks you can put an SD card in a bunch of water and it's still gonna come out. So they're gonna find a way to do it. Okay, you're going to find a way to do
it. He's got the old Steven habit of pulling the microphone away from his face when he laughs.
Why are you doing? Just put
which
it
is
in.
What people like.
Yes,
people like laughter, James. Steven used to. That's why I got him strapped in with the headset.
Yeah, that's why he gave me a headset.
Because he can't pull the mic away when he laughs.
He has no choice now.
No, I have to laugh into the mic.
I asked you now. We brought you in here for a very specific question.
All right.
I don't remember what it was, though. Oh, if the world were going to come to an end, wouldn't you rather be now rather than after we do a lot of hard work? Or do you want to go out with just I just busted my butt?
Let's go out now.
Yes.
No, I want the video done. I'm not going down right now. I want to see the finished product of the hard labor that we put in today.
In front of it,
Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
So after the video renders, but before I write production data, right?
No.
Production data's got to be done. It's got to be posted.
I want it posted.
Oh, by the way, he's
posted
Cash's
on the
paycheck this week. I already checked.
Oh, I see. If it posts on the website, then boom, then we could be done. But as long as it's posted, I want it for historical purposes.
We want the Martians.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll put it on YouTube.
But no production data.
No production data.
Then how are people going to search and find it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll put the title. I'll put some tags.
You got to tag it.
I'll put tags, but not the
Chrissy
essay that I write.
Chrissy Weathersby.
Yeah.
You have to write the
Stunt
essay.
Woman,
come on,
X-Men.
Jeff, and by the way,
Furious.
I have been reading, and those notes have been getting better and better, by the way.
Really?
Props
I have not been reading
I
the
get
notes.
It.
Have they been getting better? Because I was kind of proud of my production data.
All right. We're now tangenting, and I have to take this phone call. As a matter of fact, should we put it on air?
Yes,
let's
absolutely.
Put it on air. We're going to put
ambush a pickup. Oh, it's the honey. Honey, I forgot. We got to make James go away.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Can you
Hi,
hear
sweetheart.
Us? Now before anything is said crazy, you're on air.
Yeah, this
you're
is Mark listening. And Ryan.
On the air.
And
you're live on the air, NFL Rants and Raves, with your husband, Stephen Miranda,
first,
and your brother, Jeff Ellis.
Have you talked to Mom today?
Have I talked to Mom today? Yes, I talked to her about a half hour ago.
Is she doing okay?
She's doing good. She's probably going home tomorrow.
Okay.
That's
so we'll talk
news.
About the rest later.
Yeah,
we'll talk about the rest
that's
later.
That's great news.
Okay.
But, sweetie, you may need to go get Bang Bang.
We are okay. So late.
The first thing you should do is call Shauna. I left her a message to see if she could get Bang Bang. So would you do that, please?
We're doing this way because that way you can't say no because it's going out to tens of thousands
of people. Wait a minute. I just got a text from Shauna. I could pick up Emma. Just let ACCC know, please. So can you let ACCC know, please? Wow, this is right in the middle of a show. I love this.
Do you?
No.
Multitasking, dude.
What, babe?
It's called multitasking.
It is multitasking.
And you get to listen to this when you listen to the show.
Exactly. So hurry up. Call ACC. Let them know Shauna's going to pick her up. We're good. We're out. We're back in the middle. I love you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
We're going to La Fiesta Grande. I'll be home in a half an hour.
Okay, wait. One quick question. We're in the middle of Bengals, Houston, Texans. Who do you think is going to win? Cincinnati at Houston.
Oh, goodness gracious. Is TJ Yates playing?
TJ Yates is playing.
Probably the Texans.
Oh, she's going against us, Jeffrey.
She's on an island.
You're on an island, babe.
Bye, sweetie.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, that's how we roll here on NFL Rants and Raves. As a matter of fact, if you call my cell phone right now, I'll put you on air.
You don't know the number, but good luck with that. All right, now, Bengals, Texans. Andy Dalton.
James is calling.
Said Benson.
Don't you even think about calling my phone.
We don't have time.
James Tsukamoto. So
what
there
about
you
AJ
go.
Green? What's this rookie wide receiver going to do?
That's really why I'm picking Cincinnati. Dude going to tear him
up. He's a star.
He's going to tear him up.
And so his first time in the playoffs, I'm picking him because of Marvin Lewis. I take the experience coaching in the playoffs over what Gary Kubiak is, which is an inexperienced
playoff coach. Two TDs. AJ Green.
Wow.
You
that would be spectacular, and I would love to see that. I do think, frankly, that the running game in Texas is going to be better with the Houston Texans. I do think it's going to be better. I still think they're going to have a lot of trouble integrating. They're going to have a lot of trouble integrating Andre Johnson into the offense, and I don't think that they've had.
I'm guaranteeing it. Right now, AJ Green, 122 yards, 2 touchdowns.
And if he doesn't.
You can slap me on air. You can slap me on air.
If he gets 121 and 3 touchdowns, then I get a slap.
No. That's better. That's better, right?
Okay. It's just, you know, some things aren't a given.
Yeah, okay. So when I guarantee something, it's going to be that or better.
Oh, okay. So is that just default now?
That's default.
Okay.
If I say something, it's going to be this or better.
See, I've always wanted to play the trump card if it was better, so you were wrong. I've been looking forward to that, Steven, and I've been sitting on that one for a while. Yeah. I'm just being mean.
So I'm just going to go out on record now.
All right, we're clear.
If I say there's a guarantee, it's that or better.
Okay, all right. Who throws for the most yards, Andy Dalton?
I think
it's
Dalton. I think the Houston Texans are going to go into this football game relying on Aaron Foster and Ben Tate. They're going to run the ball.
They're only going to run the ball.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Right.
And then I think they're going to ask TJ Yates to just take some shots here and there. And the fact that we don't know what we're going to get with Andre Johnson. How long is he going to be out on the field? Is he going to run 2 routes and then he's going to pull up lame again?
Which hamstring?
The right or the left?
Exactly.
So we don't know. I'm going to stick with Cincinnati. I'm pretty confident about this one.
Very, very good. I like Cincinnati as well.
All right. We will move to then Saturday night, the game that I cannot wait for. The game that I'm going to be sitting around with like 5 or 6 pizzas and some buffalo wings. Oh, man, it's not Sunday. I can't do that. I can only do that on Sunday.
First of all, Islands has said that they got a deal going. They'll give you a burger and a beer for $10.
$10. Now,
burger. If there's a playoff game going on.
A big way with cheese and a beer? What if I don't drink beer? Can I get a burger?
You should be able to get something of the equivalent price.
Okay.
I would all think. Right. You could certainly get a soda.
All right.
So, the
Saturday
Lions,
night.
Boy, 5:30.
Five is what I've got.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking too hard.
Yes.
5 o'clock on NBC. 5
p.m. Eastern.
And this will be
5 p.m. Pacific. See, you got me messed up. 5 p.m. Pacific.
I'm just trying to correct what
this
was
wrong. Another game on NBC.
This will be the big boys.
I'll tell you why.
Chris Collinsworth calling this game.
I think that, you know, that Fox is getting a little shafted.
Why? Just because all they have is Falcons-Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially after last week where they had to give up Cowboys-Giants. And now you're telling me, best
now
NFC.
I can't have the Giants when I want them.
Wow. I'll be like, I'll Fox. I'll be like, all right.
But
I see
look,
how it
we
is.
Have a tradition. NBC has had the Saturday playoff wild card games.
Yes.
And then they tap out, I think, until the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Al and Chris will be doing the Super Bowl. So I'm very excited about that.
So here you go. 5 o'clock. Seriously. And I think Sam Farmer is going to talk about this game as well.
Well, we were
and the quarterback and the quarterback play. But Jeffrey, I'm going to go out and just say, if the Detroit Lions can't stop a backup quarterback,
but they don't have to.
How are they going to stop Matt Flynn. Drew Brees?
So they failed against Matt Flynn.
Yes.
So therefore, now they're going to face a legit Hall of Fame quarterback. So we've got untested, rusty guy, and now we have proven all-time record holder, certifiable Hall of Fame.
And let me give you these numbers, okay?
Because that's a convincing argument, Steven.
Because these numbers are sick. Number one NFL record, most pass yards in a single season, most completions in a single season.
Highest completion percentage
in a single season.
That's right.
Most 300-yard passing games in a single season, and most 300-yard consecutive passing games in a
you
single season.
You sound ready for TV tomorrow.
Give me a breeze. And you talk up the Lions if you can.
I can't. Okay, here's what I could say.
Yes.
The only way you beat the New Orleans Saints, especially in New Orleans, is that you have to get to Drew Brees. Now, the problem with getting to Drew Brees is how freaking fast the ball comes out of his hand.
Yeah.
It comes out in near record-setting speed, especially for a little guy. I don't know. Maybe he's got shorter arms.
Yeah.
Maybe that helps. Maybe Tim Tebow's problems is that his arms are like 2 miles long. And by the time you get that whole thing wound up, Drew Brees got little arms. He's a little guy. Boom, boom, boom. So, Steven, they've got to get to him. And Ndamukong Suh needs to be willing to not be ejected, but get a 15-yard penalty and put a hit on Drew Brees.
See,
like you can't.
I think that's what Detroit has to avoid. The last time these two teams played each other,
I know,
they had four personal
fouls.
Foul penalties.
I know.
And
they've
that's
got
15 yards of pop. Boom,
you've
got
to do one. You have to do
you
one.
Do the, you got to do one. Get
yes.
Try and get away with it.
You don't try and get away with it. You take the 15. Just don't get ejected. You've got to do anything short of getting ejected.
Now,
this is like a guy taking a yellow card. I mean, you just got to get it.
Offensively, the Lions, I think, have the possibility.
Look, Matt Stafford is awesome. Megatron cannot be touched.
He threw for over 5,000 yards.
That's right.
Matt Stafford.
That's right.
I mean, so, you know, we're over here saying 5,476, new record for Drew Brees. Oh, by the way, Matt Stafford threw for 5,030.
We're not taking anything away from Matt Stafford. But what we are taking away from Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions is this is freaking Drew Brees in his house.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's why I'm going to stick with the Saints.
Oh, but does last year scare you a little bit?
No, because they were on the road. They went to Seattle.
Yeah, they were. They were.
At home. Like, literally.
If these clowns tell themselves that, oh, by the way, that was on the road and we were in Seattle last year.
Yeah.
So this will be a different story because we're at home. If those clowns tell themselves that, they will lose.
I think this is a completely different team. The emergence of Darren Sproles, and I think Sean Payton said it today in his news conference.
No Mark Ingram.
He said,
no Mark Ingram.
He said, no, I know. But okay. He said, Darren Sproles coming in here and picking up our offense so quickly has given us the edge that we have. Now, 42.6 points per game at home, 24 on the road.
That's massive.
That's 42. First of all, the question you got to ask, are the Detroit Lions going to score 42 points?
Yes. Could.
Could. Are they? Could. Can they? Yes. Are they going to? I don't think so.
Okay, give me the over-under on this. Oh, I told it with Sam.
You did.
I told it with
I
Sam.
Know it. I know it
you
because
know,
we just did.
59.5.
59.5.
Actually, I just said it was under 60.
Yeah.
I was with Sam.
Okay.
So, but I didn't give the spread with Sam because we don't talk about gambling
the
here.
The spread is going to be the Saints, and I think because they're home, it's going to be double digits. I'm going to say Saints by 10.
And a half.
Dude, I keep missing the halves. All right, that's twice I've missed a half. Okay.
If I get within a half, I'm happy. And that line could move. It opened at 10, Steven. You got the opening line, right? You just missed
it. That's twice I've gotten. Well, no, I missed the opening line of the other line.
Exactly.
But still, so we good with the Saints? We've got the Saints.
We're so good with the Saints. It's a shame because the Detroit Lions, I would love to see them once again regain their form and become a perennial playoff team that makes real runs in the playoffs and really lifts up that Motor City and makes those people feel hopeful and happy and just gives – just like – it's ironic, Stephen, that we have New Orleans that was devastated by physical forces of nature and we have the Detroit area that was devastated by economics.
Yeah.
And both these areas are so in need of something to be excited about, but I think the Lions' hopes come to an end here.
All right, so there you go. But you know what? You got to give props to the Lions for the season they had. They started off hot. They kind of tanked there
they
in the
dipped,
middle.
And
then
they
came
back.
And they ensured that they made the first playoff. Roar. They get the roar.
But the problem is.
Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that?
say they're going to beat them Saints. Here's the problem with the Detroit Lions is that they could not beat Green Bay last week. They pretty much signed their own death certificate.
Right.
They signed their own death certificate. They beat Green Bay. They're in New York this week where I think they got a good shot.
Dude, I take them any day in New York.
But by not being able to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
An Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay Packers.
Especially.
They signed their own death certificate going to
New
York.
They absolutely did.
All right, so before we get to Sunday, let's bring Sammy in, and then we'll get to
Sammy
Sunday
now.
Games.
Joining us right now from his car is Sam Farmer, BMOC West Coast, LA Times beat writer for the entire NFL. Hi there, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
What roadway are you finding yourself on?
Circus Streets right now, just Circus Streets around Denver.
Lucky.
DTC, Denver Tech Center Boulevard.
Okay. From where you are right now, you see any Tim Tebow signs out in front or anything?
Only my bumper stickers.
Have you drank the Kool-Aid, Sam?
No. You know, I like him. I think he's great for the NFL, but I think that Tebow time might have expired, at least for any kind of consistent winning with Tebow.
Does that include this weekend?
Well, I think Denver's best shot this weekend is to attack the edges defensively. Now with Roethlisberger hobbled, without Mendenhall, whose arrow was definitely pointing up the last few weeks, I think the best chance is to create some turnovers defensively. And I talked to Elvis Dumervil about that today and Von Miller about creating havoc in the Pittsburgh backfield. And, doing it with turnovers because, an offense that can muster only 3 points has been moving backwards the last 3 weeks, 3 losses in a row. Tebow has 1 touchdown pass, 9 turnovers over that span. So I really think this is going to be on the shoulders of the defense to win this game. And that's going to be tough because, Ben Roethlisberger, we've seen him over the years. We've always heard he's hurt. He's got something wrong with him, this or that. And he always comes out and plays a great game. He's almost more focused with an injury. These teams do know each other a little bit. They've met 7 times in the playoffs. And, some of these Broncos have played the Steelers know what Ben Roethlisberger can do because he is almost unique in his ability to extend plays and shrug off tackles and really put pressure on the back end of a defense. And they obviously have big time speed on the outside, and these Steelers receivers might be the best in the business when it comes to their ability to gain yards after the catch. They're essentially fast running backs once they get the ball in their hands.
Especially Antonio Brown. Here, I got two quick questions for you, Sammy. This is the last game, obviously, of the weekend, the Steelers and the Broncos. One, we've heard John Elway say, pull the trigger for Tim Tebow. Is that something he can do? Is that something Tebow can do?
Oh, yeah, that's... it seems like he wants him to trust his decision making a little bit more, and I think he can do that, but it's a little bit like trying to correct your swing in the middle of a golf tournament. you got to do that
idea.
Stuff on the range. Got to do that stuff on the range, and. You can't really make wholesale changes to a guy's game at this point in the season. You sort of have to dance with who brought you.
What we should do then, Sam, is when we get you back finally home, we'll get out to Brookside. The grass will have bounced back after the Rose Bowl, and we'll not work on our swings during the game. What do you say?
I love it. I love it.
We got to get you home.
I'm lined up for a round of golf, and my swing is eminently fixable.
Okay.
And so and it's perpetually in need of fixing. So,
we'll try and help you with that. Now, Sam, the early game on Sunday, we've got Matt Ryan and the Falcons traveling to New York to face the Giants. Anything you could tell us about that one, and what do you see there?
Well, just two things about the Giants that jump out at me. Obviously, Eli Manning and how calm, cool, and collected he is. I talked to Steve Tisch, the co-owner of the Giants. We were talking about Eli, and he said, you know, he kind of reminds me of Sully Sullenberger, another New York icon who landed the plane in the Hudson. He said the guy has some of the personality traits of Sullenberger, just very
unflappable,
cool, under pressure, never rattled. It's funny because Eli lives in Hoboken. He lives in a high-rise. He and his wife, the family, live in a high-rise apartment building in Hoboken. It looks right over the Hudson. You can actually look down the Hudson and see where the plane landed. You know, I think Steve was sort of tongue-in-cheek there. Obviously, Eli isn't saving lives, but
as far as character traits go, he may be onto something.
15 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. He's had by far the best year of his career. He's brought that team back time and again. A little bit of a dip at the end of the season, but he came back in the finale, played well. So that, coupled with that defensive front. Now, the secondary of the Giants has got a skid of the Giants. That's very porous, and they've had a lot of injuries. But that defensive front, you know, with Jason Pierre-Paul and Ozzie Umenyiwa, Justin Tuck, those are some great players who can cause real problems. And it's going to be, you know, it could be a long day for Matt Ryan if they can't get the running game going.
Absolutely. Now we're going to go no huddle with you here, okay? You got your you ready to go? No huddle.
Yep.
Okay. Bengals at Texans to open up the Saturday conference championship games here. And what do you think about this one?
More about the running backs than the rookie quarterbacks, I would say. I like the Bengals, who were up 19-10 and blew it in the fourth quarter. I don't think T.J. Yates is going to be the guy who's going to beat the Bengals this time, especially because he has a shoulder separation.
Okay, that's a good one. Lions-Saints later on Saturday.
Amazing shootout, and I think that if Matt Flynn throws six touchdown passes against that Lions secondary, I think Drew Brees throws 10.
Vegas has the over-under just shy of 60. Is this crazy? Or is this accurate?
It's crazy because it's low. I think the Saints are. I think we're going to be talking about more like 75. I think the Saints are going to score north of 40 points in this game, and the Lions might just do the same. You know, I think it's going to be something around on the order of 45-35.
But this won't be Baylor, Washington, and the Alamo Bowl and 123 combined points, right?
you just don't know. You never know with these teams. I mean, Matt Flynn throwing six touchdown passes against that secondary. Now, Dalmas is back, and Dominican Sue is back. Now, I don't think Sue, he doesn't have a lot of sacks, but he's a force to be reckoned with. So that defense is going to be a little better than it was when they faced the Saints earlier this season. But still, Drew Brees has so many weapons and can just light it up like nobody. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah,
that
is the game that I am most excited to see this
weekend. Okay, I got to get one last quickie in here. If you're an MVP voter, who are you getting? Rodgers, Brees.
I've got to give it to Drew Brees. And as much as I like Aaron Rodgers, and as tempted as I'd be to split the vote between those guys, I still look at Drew Brees and the numbers that he has put up, and it's been so phenomenal. And in terms of just a team leader, everything, I think he's earned it this year. But
I'm with you on that one,
buddy. We are both with you on that one. So we're very excited to hear you say that completion percentage, everything.
Sam Farmer, you can read his stuff on LA Times.
LATimes.com.
.com. And also, he's just a good friend.
Good guy.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Enjoy Denver.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm going to hold you to that golf promise.
All right, we're there, buddy. We're there with you.
All right.
No Annandale. Just
okay, guys.
Take it easy.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was convenient because I was at the 30-minute mark. Nice place to drop Sam in.
Yeah.
Always great to have Sam on.
I just love talking to him. I could talk football with Sam all day.
Well, first of all, with Sam, what you want is you want a porch, you want some sweet tea, and you want a rocking chair.
I don't know. I'm going to enjoy playing some golf with Sammy.
And I want a Southern Belle walking by the sidewalk.
You're so funny. I think us and Sam, who should be the fourth? We need a four.
James.
James. Oh, James!
We got a ringer.
James going to be my caddy.
The guy's got a five handicap, Steven. Exactly. James, you can be my caddy.
All right.
You start there getting your score under 90, and we'll talk.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, James. You can join us when we go play golf with Sam Farmer there. Always nice to talk to Sam Farmer. Once again, check out his articles, latimes.com. Sunday. Now, the first wild card game on Sunday.
10 a.m.
Early in the morning. I like it. On Fox, we have the Atlanta Falcons traveling to New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope? Yeah, that's the commercial.
I've forgotten that part of it.
Because get a rope.
So
this sauce was made in New York City.
Get a rope. The Dodge Durango. I've been working on some of my auto dealership voices. The Chevy Silverado twin cab.
Oh my!
With the Hemi V12 engine. Now, I like what Sam had to say here about Eli living in Hoboken.
Yes.
Because
in our
video yesterday, we put him and Peyton and Archie all in a high rise on the east side of Manhattan overlooking the park.
Right.
And actually, he's in Hoboken, which fits. Eli belongs in New Jersey.
He's a Hoboken
he's not
guy.
Ready. He's not ready for Manhattan.
I don't know what's the difference between a Manhattan guy and a Hoboken guy.
One's Jersey, one's New York City. And Steven, you've all been. Right. Where did we stay?
We stayed in Jersey.
Yes. Right across from the stadium.
Yeah, no. Going across.
And what's
taking
it like?
The bus ride.
Taking
to
the
New
bus
York
ride
City.
Under the Hudson.
You come out, and it's a different world.
It's a whole new world.
Where we
baby.
Were in Jersey. And it was just like
we just right off the turnpike.
It was quiet.
Oh,
it
very
was kind of
quiet,
quiet
very
and
peaceful.
Serene. And then you get
dogs
off
barking.
You get off right in the middle
of Manhattan.
And it's like holy bejesus!
I'm not in Kansas anymore.
No.
And that's what's nice about being in Hoboken is you from your penthouse, you see the Hudson, you see the New York skyline, and it's chill. I mean, it's really beautiful. Yeah. You have this spectacular view every day.
Hoboken.
And see, Peyton, I think,
if
Peyton lives there,
he
lives in it.
When I hear Hoboken, I just expect a whole bunch of hobos running around.
I don't know
that.
I made James laugh.
Yeah, all right.
You make James, you're always making James laugh. That's your. If you didn't make him laugh, he wouldn't be here. We'd have to fire him. So, the Atlanta Falcons, New York Giants. Steven, you said that whomever it was that won the Dallas Cowboy New York Giant game would win this week. And you're going to roll with that because I know you.
I strongly believe there's something. You know what? There's something to be said about the New York football Giants that everybody leaves them out to dry. They are dead. Everybody thinks they got nothing to give.
Nobody respects Eli.
Probably that has a little something to do with it. But it's something like, you know what? Tom Coughlin makes some crazy decisions. And, you know, the next thing, everybody leaves them out to be dead. And then here they go. They start playing amongst themselves the nobody respects this card. Nobody gives us a chance card.
That's probably true.
Nobody thinks we could do anything card. You think you're going to come into my house and beat me? And they rally around and they find a way to win. They're at home, and I think they're going to pull it together another week. Now, if Eli Manning is the Eli Manning from last week against the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to win this game with no problems. If he's the Eli Manning from 2 weeks ago when they lost to the Redskins and he throws three interceptions, then Atlanta's going to get in there and they're going to fight.
Okay, I want to take you through the last few games here. The Atlanta Falcons, my problem with the Atlanta Falcons is that they're playing on the road.
Yes.
They lost at the Houston Texans, 10-17.
They eked out a win with the Carolina Panthers, but their last two games have been road games. Okay, yes. So the Atlanta Falcons, they were at Indy, and they whooped up on Indy, and then they were at Detroit, and they handled Detroit. And that's no small feat.
Yeah, well, another thing about Detroit that we didn't say when we talked about that game, Detroit has lost to every team in the in the NFC playoffs with the exception of the Giants because they didn't play the Giants. They lost to Atlanta, they lost to San Francisco, they lost to New Orleans, and they lost to the Packers twice. Isn't that crazy?
Giants come in on their own two-game winning streak, having beaten the New England Patriots 24-20.
Yeah.
And the Miami Dolphins.
That wasn't recent, though.
You know what? I'm reading this backwards. Thank you. This is so much better.
No, they
that was
they
that
beat
was
the
going
Cowboys.
Back a while.
They beat the Jets and the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks.
Exactly. And the Saints lost. The Falcons lost at the Saints.
Right.
So their last road games, they had Carolina, and they whooped up on Carolina.
Can I rephrase something?
Sure.
They didn't lose at the Saints. They got busted up.
45-16
against the Saints.
If that don't leave a bad taste in your mouth, I don't know what does. And I remember being Steven in Atlanta when we were there at the Georgia Dome,
yes.
And the look on Art Blank's face after they lost to the Green Bay Packers, it was just devastated. And it's you know, I've been with Jerry Jones after he's lost a game.
Yeah,
he's pretty down.
But
Art,
he's not
Art
like this.
Blank
yeah.
looks like borderline suicidal. Honestly, he looks completely without hope. And it's such a sad thing because he's such a nice man. I think he has higher highs and lower lows, and Jerry rides a little more even-keeled. Because when the Cowboys are winning, Jerry's just like, yes. And Art's jumping up and down, which makes the lows that much lower. Yeah. And that stays with the team, and this team loves him, Steven, and I think this team shows up for him. Even though they're on the road, I want to believe, and Matty Ice and the plethora of weapons, Steven, and Tony Gonzalez getting a chance to get that big win, to make that playoff run, and to really make something happen. I want this for Tony.
Yeah,
I want this for so many guys.
I think the Atlanta Falcons.
Leo Jones.
You know, there's some bad blood happening right now. Justin Tuck right now calling the offensive line of the Falcons dirt bags.
Yeah.
Because of saying that their style of play is aggressive
it
to the
is
point
aggressive.
Where
look,
it wants
Mike
to
Smith
hurt
makes
the other team.
Mike Smith makes no apologies about his team's love of playing smash mouth football. He makes no apologies, and I don't think he should.
Yeah.
Steven, if it's borderline dirty, guess what that means? It's close, but it's not.
Good football.
It means that good it's football. Yeah, you may not like it, and I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of those hits.
Right.
Of John Abraham coming off the edge and just like, kapow! And trust me, John Abraham is going to get after Eli Manning. And I like the Falcons here.
I'm going to stick with the Giants. I think that.
We need to get your line here. It's time for Guess Your Line.
Okay. The Giants are at home. Atlanta's coming on the road. Atlanta hasn't been all that impressive on the road. Giants are coming back-to-back wins from New York. They beat the Jets and the Cowboys. I'm going to say the Giants are going to be favored by 3.5.
Three.
Come on, another half a point. You can't just give them the standard three for home field. They're making mistakes in Vegas.
This is Las Vegas Hilton, the Mirage, Caesars Palace, and the Orleans for those off the strip. And all of them agree. That's what's so amazing about this week's lines is that they line up so perfectly because so much money now is going to start to be traded in Vegas. It's like the amount of money during the playoffs, probably if you add it all up through the Super Bowl, is more than the rest of the season put together. That's my guess.
Yeah.
People love them playoffs.
It is pretty crazy.
We've got that one. Then we're going to finally wrap it up with
final
Sunday
wild
football
card game, 1:30 Eastern time. 1:30 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. 1:30. This game is on CBS because it is the AFC game. The Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Sport Authority Field
at Mile High. Nice, Steven.
I think
that's the first time today. We've been at this for 12 hours, and this is the first time today that anyone has said it perfectly. And that was really good. So since you're on a roll, give me the line here.
Yes. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be favored in
Correct.
This game. They're going to be favored big. And Ben Roethlisberger's injured. I would have made it double digits if we got a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, but we don't have a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, so I'm going to make it Pittsburgh -9.
8 and a half.
God, you friggin'.
Every line he nailed within a half a point.
But I wanted to nail him.
Oh, there we go. The over-under here is the low one of the day, 34 points.
I was going to say 33 and a half.
Good thing you didn't, huh? Because you would have
been
mad.
Been mad again.
Because you're off by half a point. So, Pittsburgh Steelers, Denver Broncos. This is going to be...
I'll take the under in this game.
Steven, my thought, and I didn't want to interrupt Sam,
Is
as we were talking about all this stuff and thinking about all these games, is there is not an under that you could set low enough, a realistic low under, that I wouldn't say go take the under.
Yeah.
That you cannot make it as low as it should be because people will start going crazy and throwing so much money at it
right.
that if it happens to turn out to be an over, they go bankrupt.
Right.
That's how much money would fly. If this over under were set accurately, it would be 29 points. Yeah.
I still
would take the under.
Yeah, I think it's
29 points. I think 27 is probably the number. But so here we go. So Pittsburgh at Denver. Steven, I'm not looking forward to watching this game. I'm looking forward to it in the sense of it's a playoff game and I want to watch. But to me, this is going to be the ugly game of the day.
It's the last game.
We begin and end the weekend with ugly. Cincinnati, Houston's going to be ugly for different reasons. Pittsburgh at Denver is going to be ugly.
Can we just say AFC? The AFC games are going to be ugly.
AFCs are ugly. Well, look, the NFC is sexy this year.
It is sexy.
The NFC has all the sexy teams in it, and they're not even funny. The good ones aren't even playing yet.
That's true.
Whoa.
But I'm looking at the NFC, the six NFC teams.
Uh-huh.
That's including the Packers and the Niners, who don't play this week.
Yep.
I don't have a problem seeing any one of those teams
in the Super
go
Bowl.
Over one, but score 30 points on any given
Sunday. Oh, heavens yes. Any given Sunday.
On the AFC side of the ball, there
is one team that you can bank on to score more than 35 points.
And
that's the New Orleans Saints. The New England Patriots.
I don't see any.
That is the only team that's capable of scoring more than 35
I'm
points.
I'm with you on that one.
The rest of these teams are perennial 28-point teams if.
Yeah, that's being generous.
It is being generous, but Baltimore can do it. So Baltimore's the only team that could even scratch the surface.
Okay, Baltimore could do it on a good day where everything's going perfect for them.
And Flacco's having a good day. Ray Rice busted it for 150 yards. It could go good.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think we're both going to take the Steelers.
Absolutely. And my real fear is, honestly, I don't want Tim Tebow to get hurt.
So here's the craziness, Jeff.
Yeah, talk to me.
He may get hurt, by the way.
I'm afraid. Yes.
You're going to have both wild card teams winning. If our predictions come true.
Well, I have Atlanta.
But I'm talking about
AFC.
In the AFC.
Okay.
We've got the Bengals and the Steelers.
Correct.
That's 5-6.
Correct.
Which means Cincinnati goes to Baltimore, and that was a 7-point game in both their times. And then we have Pittsburgh going to New England, and the Steelers won that game in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Rematches from the regular season, and oh man, that's gonna be good. Now, if our predictions come true in the NFC, we agree with the Saints, so they automatically go to San Francisco.
Yeah,
they're the number three seed. They cannot go to.
And I'm sorry, it's outdoors. A lot of things are gonna change.
So
great
New Orleans
defense.
And San Francisco, and then we have Atlanta or New York, depending on who wins, going to Green Bay. That's our divisional round as we see it. And, man, I would pay money to go to any one of those games.
That is my favorite weekend of the season.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This weekend is the appetizer.
Yes.
And the main course is next weekend.
Yes.
And, Steven,
what's the Super Bowl? The dessert?
Oh, dude. That is a beautiful.
That's going to be a week and a half long dessert. Now I'm just going to savor every minute of it. We're going to be there, for a week and a half.
Yeah. No, I know that. And if anybody can get their rear ends down near Indianapolis, we will have a list
you got
of party
to come.
That
I'm
will
telling
be
you,
fantastic.
Man, it's going to be off the hook.
Just come.
All right. So there you go. Real recap real quick. We both have the Bengals and the Steelers in the AFC and the NFC. We both have the Saints. Jeff likes Atlanta. Well, I'm going to stick with the New York Giants.
So that's a challenge game. Just kidding.
I'm going to throw something.
Where's
that dang pig?
Okay, so I got this to put out there as a little test balloon, Steven. I've got stuff going on this Saturday that wouldn't permit me to do anything away from the house.
Okay.
However, next weekend, I think it'd be really awesome if we could get down to LA Live in the ESPN zone or an LA hookup. So anyone in the
greater Southern California area. That includes Northern Mexico. That includes, from my point of view, Vegas. That includes anything south of San Francisco. You need to be there.
Okay.
And I want us to, and so start emailing me, jeff@rarn.net, and I want to start to put together a guest list. If we can get 10, 12, 15 people, I want us to go and get a nice spot at the ESPN zone at LA Live and have a proper Southern California get together for the first time ever.
Yeah, we do.
For the first time ever.
Our people.
Okay.
Together.
Are you on?
I'm on. I'm
okay,
on.
Cool.
I'm on.
I just dropped that on you. So
all right. So once again, we'd like to thank Sammy. Sam Farmer. Sammy for hitting us up. He's at Denver. He's cold. He's going to be cold.
Oh, by the way, the only game with weather is Denver.
Is Denver, yeah.
As I talked about that with Sam. And the weather in New York is supposed to be around 40 degrees. But again, for Matt Ryan, that concerns me a little bit because they don't play well outdoors. They're really designed. Michael Turner and all them.
All right, people, enjoy your wild card weekend. We hope you have a great time watching the games. We will, and then we'll be back on Monday talking about all of the goodness.
Woohoo!
This has been Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Rays. We're out.